Rod's Pulse Podcast number 29, Blackboard Content System Interview, and the song Donkeys and Elephants.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back.
When the world can go wrong, and who would want to be the major resident of a big white house at the center of a target shaped lawn? And everybody knows your name, makes you easier to blame. Everybody knows your name.
Well, I thought this song was appropriate considering we just had our midterm elections. It's called Donkeys and Elephants by a group called Gecko 3. And, of course, I found that on the PodSafe Music Network. It's a bipartisan song, I guess, and lamenting the fact that donkeys and elephants are controlling the world. So I thought you might enjoy that in this post-election season. So stay tuned at the end of my podcast when you can hear the full song, Donkeys and Elephants. Today, I want to start off with some news from the Podosphere. It's actually a bit of a follow-up to my episode number 26, where I talked about podcasting with Blackboard. I interviewed Hal Herzog at that point, and we talked about a new learning extension to Blackboard, a building block called Podcast LX. In the interim, we got a copy, and I've been playing with it, and I hope to dedicate one of my upcoming episodes to showing our users here how to use Podcast LX to put in their own podcast into their coursework. Interestingly, the podcast building block was actually done as an open source project. It was a cooperation between Learning Objects, which is marketing the commercial version of that. It's still in beta. But it was done in conjunction with Dartmouth College and the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. Now, it so happens that the individual responsible for that effort at University of Nebraska is Paul Erickson, and I'll be interviewing him. It's the main topic today, and we'll be talking about the Blackboard content system. In my show notes, I'll be linking to an executive summary about the Blackboard content system, and this comes from a very nice blog that Paul Erickson put together, and it's called PHE Work, and I'll have a link to his blog on my show notes. Don't forget my show notes. They're located at www.rodspulsepodcast.com. The other thing I wanted to mention is really just a tip I have for you. I've been experimenting with some of the new Google applications that they're pushing out. Google has something called Google Docs and Spreadsheets. It used to be Writely. Apparently, Writely was something that Google purchased, and now they have integrated that into their online applications. So Google Docs is very nice. It gives you most of the basic functionality of a word processor and spelling checker and so on. But the reason I mention it here is because I'm using this to write my show notes for my podcast and my blog. It used to be that I started out trying to use Word for that, but Word inserts a lot of extraneous HTML code, so I didn't like that, so then I went back to just doing a plain text file for my show notes and then cutting and pasting that into Blogger, which I use to produce my blog, then finishing it up within Blogger because Blogger allows you to have some word processing type WYSIWYG controls where you can insert links and so on, but it was a bit cumbersome. So now I'm using Google Docs. The beauty of Google Docs is because Google also owns Blogger. It's a simple button click and I can post my show note for a particular episode directly to my blog right from Google Docs. So I have a link to Google Docs in my show notes. It's just docs.google.com, so check that out. Okay, before I get into the interview with Paul Erickson, I have a couple of links on my show notes, which I think be worthwhile taking a look at if you're not familiar with the Blackboard content system. As I already mentioned, there's a link to an executive summary from Paul Erickson's blog. There's also a link to a content system demo movie, and this is on the Blackboard site. I just discovered that. I think it's relatively new. It's a 17-minute movie. Now, the drawback is that because it's a movie, you can't, it's not like a slideshow. You can go forward and backward. It's a straight movie. I think it's done in QuickTime. So the demo movie really does a nice job of demonstrating what the content system is all about. I talked about the content system way back in Rod's Pulse podcast number 5 when I interviewed Peter Van Tienen, director of solutions engineering at Blackboard. And if you're interested, you can go back. I have a link to that on my show notes, so you can go back and hear what Peter said. But just to give you a nutshell summary of what the content system does, its main feature is a file sharing system, which is based on WebDAV technology by Zythos. And this allows faculty, students, to administrators, whoever you roll it out to, and you can roll it out by role, allows them to have their own storage system that's available on the web from anywhere on the web through the Blackboard system. However, once you have a folder, you can get to it right from your desktop. There's a web folder on your desktop. You can drag and drop content in there, and without having to go through the Blackboard interface. So that's one of the major issues. For faculty, it's also a great way to link content in their various course folders to their own personal WebDAV folder. So it obviates the need to keep uploading duplicate documents if you have multiple sections you're teaching or want to include your content in many different spots. The content system also comes with some built-in applications, ePortfolios, which I've discussed on other podcasts, and eReserves. So there's some of the major features. Now here at Jefferson, we're in the process of making our final decision about getting the content system or possibly the Zythos WebDAV system instead. And so we're doing our due diligence and talking to different folks at different universities and seeing how they're using these two systems. In the meantime, we're definitely, the top priority is to beef up the hardware and make our system more fault tolerant. So that's our focus immediately. And then we hope to have the content system or the Zythos WebDAV installed in the next couple of months. So now for the main topic of my podcast today, interviewing Paul Erickson. He's the Academic Technology and Middleware Coordinator for Information Services at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. And we talk about the content system and covering a couple of topics, including their experience with rolling it out and training, and some of the differences with Zythos WebDAV and their use in ePortfolios. So I do apologize for the quality of the sound. I'm recording this from the telephone, and the volume was not very even, I'm afraid. So I had to tweak the audio in a couple of places, and we do have a lot of static. So again, I apologize for that. Even the application Levelator didn't work very well on that. I mentioned Levelator one of my previous podcasts as a new tool to just for this purpose, to try to even out the quality and the volume when you have multiple people on a recording. So I'll be interested in your feedback. If you are already using the content system at your institution, please give me some feedback. Contact me either through my blog or sending voicemail to my feedback line at 610-616-2199. So here we go. Here's the interview with Paul Erickson.
When did you first install the content system? When was that rolled out?
We've really only had it in a semi-production mode for this past semester, and we kind of tested it for 3/4 of the year before that.
Do you have a campaign to promote its use, or just sort of like we do sometimes, just sort of sneak it out there and just slowly start getting experience with it?
Yeah, mostly to ramp it up in a reasonable way. We that we're starting to tell people a lot more about it now, you know, through training workshops and through other awareness kind of things. But probably the biggest thing right now is it actually is rolled out for the entire community, where they see the content collection tab, and when they click on the tab, they're basically taken to a page that kind of outlines what the content system is for and what its you know, kind of value points are, and then it tells them how to self-enroll in a course or, you know, schedule a face-to-face workshop to get training once they complete that training, either self-paced online or as one of the face-to-face workshops. It turns on the content system for them.
I see. So it's not automatically opened up for your whole community.
No, it's broad enough and it's kind of deep enough to where it didn't really make sense to just, you know, turn people loose on it without at least a basic grounding in, you know, how to use it and how, you know, how everything works.
Right. What's your student enrollment there?
About 23,000.
23,000. Do you do a lot of research?
We're Carnegie R1.
Okay. Is there... is a part of what you're trying to do in support of researchers? Has there been a demand for certain features, or is this
actually research is they're one of our funding partners when we, when we got the product, and they've been using it for some of the pre-approval stuff, but mostly in testing mode. I think the biggest research group right now that's using it is where they're administering some grants. And it's been really helpful for them as far as just having materials and papers and, you know, the documents that the reviewers need to review, and basically distributing those pieces out to reviewers and, you know, managing that whole process. So it's worked out really well for them. It's actually saving them time and money, and, you know, they're pretty sold on it.
Before the content system, was there any other online storage system other than like network shares, or is this the first time they've had access to, you know, content using you know, web dev?
This is the first real access to web dev, not because it wasn't available, but because it finally made it approachable.
Did you have another web dev system?
I don't know if there's anything kind of officially internal to the university. Departments may do their own thing. But, you know, there's enough just kind of free or commercial products out there to where it wasn't that big of a deal.
Because the reason I ask is we're also considering the use of getting the native Zythos rather than content system. Have you looked at that as a possibility? Or
We've looked at it, but it's one of those things where, you know, since we use Blackboard, and they've done so much in terms of integration and, you know, good things along that line, it didn't really make sense to not get that additional piece. I mean, we could do things on, you know, solely the research side or solely extension or something like that, but, you know, it's really going to be the in-class and the, you know, the academic usage is going to drive a lot of things. And making it, you know, again, approachable and much more easy for people to do things with through the Blackboard system, which is what they're already used to.
Right. Speaking of the academic use, are you planning to use ePortfolios or eReserves?
Yeah, actually, our student involvement office has, they've used a product in the past, which they dropped in favor of, you know, just kind of joining into to our content system license.
Was that for ePortfolios?
So now they basically kind of switched course, and when they're working with faculty now they're using the Blackboard system as, you know, kind of the piece that they're teaching and endorsing.
How's the acceptance been? Have there been complaints about missing features or usability?
No. And, you know, last time I talked to the product development side of Blackboard, pretty much all the APIs are there on the Zytho side, but, you know, there may be some that haven't been, you know, fully documented or published or kind of pushed from Blackboard. So pretty much the, you know, the API set and the integration that you can do with Zythos is supposedly all available.
Uh-huh.
but we haven't had much time to, you know, do anything.
I see. Our researchers like to share large files, you know, with colleagues that might be off campus, and we've cobbled together an FTP system, which is not great, and so we had high hopes for using the content system for that sort of thing. My understanding is that one of the shortcomings might be that you can't send a pass to someone for a whole folder. You can only do file by file. Is this something that your researchers need to use, or do they have some other solution for sharing large files with colleagues?
Well, it's definitely something, you know, the folder-level permissions and folder-level sharing is something that's really important to them, and that's coming in version 7.2 of Blackboard.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
I don't know if, since I'm not part of Blackboard, I don't think I have to do the forward-looking statement.
that's okay. Is there anything else you can tell us about trials and tribulations, your experience with rolling out content system?
You know, really, it's been pretty good. You know, we've kind of taken steps this time to make sure that we, you know, roll things out in a pretty controlled, more mature manner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we built the integration piece to, you know, turn things on automatically and that sort of thing. That was, you know, a custom project inside.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was, so far it's gone, knock on wood, pretty well.
Good, good. Well, listen, that's great. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. I'm glad we finally linked up.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
When the world can go wrong, and who would want to be the major resident of a big white house at the center of a target shaped lawn? And everybody knows your name, makes you easier to blame. So everybody knows your name. I guess I'm falling out with fame. I guess I'm falling out with fame. Donkeys and elephants, the rule in this world. Donkeys and elephants, yeah, the rule in this world. Who would want to be a major Hollywood star when your new film just bombed? Who would want to ride in a long white car with blacked out windows and have your private life gone? And everybody knows your name. Some scream it out as they take aim. Ah, yeah. Everybody knows your name. I guess I'm falling out with fame. I guess I'm falling out with fame. There's donkeys and elephants. Oh, ruling this world. There's donkeys and elephants. Ruling this world. Who will look after all the refugees when the last wave's in charge? Who will leave a home sweet family across the white ocean to where it's cheap to grow large? And everybody knows your name, 'cause silver smells of cockle shells just like a stain, yes. Well, everybody knows your name. I guess I'm falling out with fame. I guess I'm falling out with fame. Donkeys and elephants, they're ruling this world.
lions and elephants ruling this world. Oh, elephants and donkeys, oh, they're ruling this world. Elephants and donkeys, yeah, they're ruling this world. Nobody knows my name. Won't get upset, I won't feel ashamed. No. If nobody knows my name, guess I'm falling out with fame. I guess I'm falling out with fame. Donkeys and elephants, oh, the rule in this world. Donkeys and elephants, the rule in this world. The rule in this world.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of Thomas Jefferson University, or any other institution or company.